A popular young Michigan band makes many of their fans think of a much older group, Led Zeppelin. NPR's Vince Pearson reports on the group that makes this sound.
Meet the guys behind Greta Van Fleet.
I'm Josh Kiska, and I play the vocals.
I'm Jay Kiska, and I'm the guitarist.
They're twins, 22 years old. A younger brother plays bass. So what makes this family so talented?
Must be something about the water up there in Franklin, Michigan.
Can we just pause to think about how noisy that house must have been?
Oh yeah, it was quite loud. We started in the basement and then moved out to the garage. You know, and then from there, you know, it was just sort of like bars and even a few biker gigs. We got ourselves in a van and we went across the country, and that started the momentum. And that was actually at the top of last year. Things have grown so fast and so quickly. It's almost indescribable because it's unfathomable to us, you know?
Like, literally, you got your van and started touring like a year ago.
Yeah.
Before even releasing a full-length album, the four-member band sent two straight songs to number one on one of Billboard's rock charts, and they started getting all kinds of buzz.
Kind of a throwback sound, but very fresh sounding.
Mark Pennington is the program director of rock station WRIF in Detroit and an early supporter.
And of course, the obvious Robert Plant comparisons were there, but there's layers and depth to it, and his voice is so unique and strong. I was just blown away.
Robert Plant is, of course, the voice of Led Zeppelin. People often compare Greta Van Fleet to Zeppelin, and not always favorably. In fact, many consider the Michigan band a total ripoff.
I think people make the mistake assuming that we are offended by it or that we dislike in any way Led Zeppelin, and that's far from the truth, you know?
Still, Josh says he never set out to sound like the Led Zeppelin singer.
What I was initially trying to do is the kind of thing Wilson Pickett was doing, you know, or Joe Cocker and that kind of thing. But I found it was a lot easier to sing in a tight space over top of everything else if I were to sort of make it louder, because it would cut through the music.
Whatever the case, the band seems to have found a good formula. They're reeling in older listeners who still thrill to 70s nostalgia, as well as younger ones who weren't there the first time around. Creating rock and roll converts, says Jay.
Our environment, the current times, a lot of that influences our music, and I think our generation see that and they say, oh, this is rock and roll for us.
Greta Van Fleet's new album is called Anthem of the Peaceful Army. Vince Pearson, NPR News.